Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Don Lemon.
From our New York studios up in Harlem, it's Don Lemon. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a beautiful, beautiful, perfect day up here. It's gorgeous this morning. You should see it, everyone. Tom, how long have we been talking about doing things about gun control? So many people dying. Yeah. I mean, forever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for the candidates to take a stance. But Hillary Clinton has been a proponent of gun control for years. You have to give her due. She has backed off, though, some of her tough talk and would-be legislation. But as far back as 2000 and probably beyond, she has advocated for proposals like a national gun registry and keeping guns from criminals. But less than a week after the massacre at an Oregon community college, Clinton unveiled one of the most comprehensive gun plans of any of the presidential candidates.
This epidemic of gun violence knows no boundaries, knows no limits of any kind. And when this happens, people are quick to say that they offer their thoughts and prayers. That's not enough. How many people have to die before we actually act?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question, right? Considering there hasn't been much movement in this country, if any, on revising gun laws ever. I don't remember anything that is that substantial, except for maybe the Brady Bill. Mrs. Clinton became emotional as she introduced a mother who lost her 6-year-old son in Newtown, Connecticut, in that shooting in 2012.
So many of the parents of these precious children who were murdered have taken the unimaginable grief that they have been bearing and have tried to be the voices that we need to hear.
They step up always, and it's always tough to talk to them. I spoke to a couple of them right after the Oregon shooting, and it's devastating for them every time it happens. So let's hear what is exactly in Clinton's proposal and see if you like it. Universal federal background checks. Most Republicans argue that universal background checks will not prevent determined individuals from getting their hands on guns. Most Americans support universal background checks. What are you going to do about it? The president said, what are you going to do about it? A single issue when voting for someone, he said. Number two, close various loopholes. Clinton's proposals would ensure that gun purchasers don't have a history of documented mental illness. It would also close the so-called Charleston loophole. I don't know if you remember that one. That allowed the shooter in South Carolina in the church shooting this past summer, in that case, to buy a gun because his check was not completed in 3 days. Everybody didn't sign off on it, so he doesn't have to wait. 3 days, you got a gun. Repeal a law protecting gun manufacturers from lawsuits. Gun manufacturers have certain special protections that prevent victims of gun violence from suing for negligence. She also wants to expand inspections of gun dealers. She wants to prosecute people who purchase guns for those who can't legally buy guns themselves. That means criminalizing straw purchases in which individuals buy guns and provide them to individuals who cannot pass background checks themselves. She wants to block convicted domestic abusers from buying and possessing guns, and also improve laws blocking individuals suffering from mental illness from obtaining weapons. This is an area where Mrs. Clinton could get broad support. Both Democrats, Republicans, the NRA, all believe that these are areas, this area can be improved. But Democrats say this alone is simply not enough. So turning this proposal into legislation would be tough for any elected official. Just ask President Barack Obama. Ask him. Keep in mind, at this point, Mrs. Clinton is just a candidate to be elected for president.
Mm-hmm.
It may be a bold idea, but for now, it's just an idea, unless and until she actually becomes president and convince a country of people, no matter how grotesque the tragedy, that doesn't seem to find anything wrong with the gun laws already on the books. You got to convince a whole tidal wave of people that we need some revision with our gun laws, or it goes nowhere. Just ask President Obama. He said that will be one of his, he believes, things that his biggest failures is that he couldn't get anything done on gun control.
The NRA is the problem. They own the Congress. The Congress.
A more powerful lobby than smoking.
Yeah.
Than tobacco.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they managed to bring that down. It can happen. It can happen, but it just has to be a consistent fight against this. You can't just wait for every of the next horrible occasions like we had last week on a college campus or on a in an elementary school. It has to be a fight to pardon the expression, to the death, to make it come to be.
The president is on his way to Oregon to visit the families. And yes, did you see the story about the newspaper says he's not welcome?
No, I didn't see that.
He's you didn't see that?
Because of guns?
Because of his stance on gun control, the newspaper said he's not welcome and said it was inappropriate for him to come and visit these families.
Thus the point of this editorial, this commentary.
I saw that story this morning in the New York Daily News.
I'm going to have to read that, Tom. Well, that proves this commentary that I just wrote.
Yeah.
You got it's an uphill battle pushing a boulder.
Yeah. All right,